obvious general progression, I suppose.
I think just to, again, you go with the word consistency, but knowing that we'll probably play close to a half, you just like to see both groups come out and establish themselves on offense, moving the ball, making plays that we have to make, defense getting stops. You know, if they make plays on us, holding the field goals, and those get some turnovers, things that we just, you know, we weren't in enough plays last game to have that happen. So you want to see that physical play on the road. You know, there's going to be some adversity one way or the other in the first half, offense or defense. Let's overcome that and make plays. And that's kind of what we need to do in this game, I think.
Do you expect to see a fairly big jump in the level of play from the first preseason game?
I hope so, because we're going to see a tough opponent that we better be ready to play in Cincinnati. You know, their first home game, and they're a playoff football team that wants to take it to the next round. And you turn the film on, you see that. And preseason game or not, we've got four good teams we're playing against in the playoffs, you know, Washington last week. So, yeah, I think it'll be a good – they have good players. They're a good football team, and we're very ready to play. I don't care if it's preseason or not. So I think they see that. I think you're going to see the same type of intensity, but just want to see us come out from the beginning and not kind of feel them out for a series each. We need to get away from that and come out ready to play.
You envision or you hope to get Jake to throw it downfield a little bit more? Is that in the works a little bit more than maybe the first game?
There'll be opportunities for him. Last week there was a place called that could have gone down. But again, they were playing off and playing soft, and they gave us the underneath things. Like I said, when you see Sean Green catch a 3-yard pass and go 14 to 15 yards with it, you know they're playing off. So I think that's what a quarterback has the first play when Jake tried to force that first long one in down the field. That's the one just dump off. We probably get 8-9 yards. So he learns, come back the second drive and takes what they're giving us. So we hope we can. We hope that's what they're going to give us. But if not, we should take the 10 to 15 yard completions that we weren't taking last year either, that teams gave us. So we as the game went on, we'd start taking advantage of that. So, yeah, there's always plays called to take shots, and just a matter of if it's there or not, and you want your quarterback to make that decision that when it's there and when it's not.
Ultimately, in a game that matters when you're in the regular season, if somebody's playing soft like that and giving you a lot of underneath stuff, obviously going to take it off. But do you also have to, I don't want to say force, but force the issue in terms of finding a matchup or finding some kind of hole where you can still threaten downfield despite the fact that they're determined to take it away?
No, I think you're right. I think, yes, you do. I think if you play a whole game, you'll get those windows. If the same group's in there, I think if Jake played in a normal four-quarter game, you're going to get your shots in there because, if CJ's in the game the whole time as Sean, you run the ball well, that's going to have to stop. They're going to have to say, you know what, prove you can throw it and give you some chances. So when you only play the 20 snaps, it's harder to get a chance to get to that. So, yeah, but you're right. You still have to find ways to get those. We will. And I'm hoping that that's the kind of thing that happens in this game this week.
You still think of 20, 22 plays for starter somewhere in that range? Or?
Well, probably. I mean, we're willing to go 30. I mean, to me, it just depends on the flow of the game. What's happening? I'd like to see them play up till halftime if it comes to that. We need to play. You know, it doesn't matter what the other team's doing. We need reps. We need groups playing well together. We won't go into the second half by any means, but I think the first half ought to be, if the offense ends up getting 40 plays, then maybe we'll come out earlier. But we need to have some success and go play.
Who you go with at center first group?
Fernando.
And cornerback, you give Tommy his chance?
Tommy will start, yes.
And you think you're down to maybe Fernando and Turner at center and Tommy and Werner at that spot, and you got to decide here at some point?
No, I think Cody's doing a nice job. I think you're going to see the plan from the beginning was to let Vern have the first game, come back with Tommy. Cody's doing a really good job, so at corner when he's been playing the last game and then out here in the field, so even though we know he's our starting nickel, he's done a nice job at corner, so he's still in the mix there too, I would think. I mean, we're not the same thing at center. Spencer's done a nice job. Again, the problem is there's only so many starts in preseason that you can give him. Schwenke's, unfortunately, the hamstring still battling through that, so, or he'd be another guy we'd be talking about at the center spot. So, no, it's not down to two. I'd say still someone's got to step up and take the job.
But Nichols down to one. It sounds like if unless Sensabaugh wins an outside slot, he's
the... Yeah, I think he did a great job there last year. I think we're real confident with that. I would think going in, if he ends up not playing a corner, yeah, that he should be a nickel unless something happens in the next 3 weeks.
You need to see more out of Campbell on Saturday night, but he need to play well to get back in that race.
Well, I think it's just that he's got to feel comfortable. I think Tommy, like a handful of other players, like I mentioned on the offensive side of the first series, I thought we were very tentative early. Just kind of not that we were soft, but just we were kind of feeling out, how's this guy play? And again, to the player's defense, and I've been in that position myself, is that you don't know these players. There's not much film to watch. So you really don't know what you're going to get. I mean, if I'm a corner, the worst thing that have happened is the guy run by me on the first snap, because I don't know the player as well as I would if I was studying during the season. So that you start a game slow that way sometimes because of that, and that's what we have to avoid this weekend. He's going to get a chance to start with the first group, go out there and play. He knows what's expected of him. We want to see him do just like we want to see the centers and other positions do what they've been doing out here in the field. You know, take it from the field to the game and see how they mesh together, see how these groups work together when he's out there corner or when Fernando's at center or in some of the other spots we're moving guys around. We want to see how not just they play, but how the guys around them play.
With the Atlanta game being a dress